Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, July 31st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Encora achieves AS13100 compliance and joins AESQ as the first global distributor member. Encora, a leading global provider of integrated supply chain solutions for the aerospace and defense industries, has achieved 100% compliance with AS13100, the standardized quality management system requirements for aerospace engine suppliers. This milestone positions Encora among a select group of companies meeting the industry's strict expectations for process control and product integrity. Additionally, Encora has joined the Aerospace Engine Supplier Quality, AESQ, strategy group, becoming the first distributor globally to join. By collaborating with OEMs and suppliers, Encora aims to shape the future of quality standards in the aerospace engine supply chain. CEO David Colill stated, "Achieving full AS1300 compliance demonstrates our commitment to delivering quality and reliability worldwide." For more information about Encora's quality programs, visit Encora.com. Mining news breaks. Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, president featured on latest IBN Mining Newswire podcast. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc, is featured in the latest episode of IBN's Mining Newswire podcast. In the interview, President Lon Shaver discussed Silvercorp's transition into a diversified, multi-asset operator, highlighting its recent acquisition in Ecuador and growth strategy. Shaver detailed funding plans for the El Domo project, including $175 million through a Wheaton stream arrangement and $75 million from cash on hand, emphasizing the company's focus on disciplined M&A and delivering consistent shareholder value. Silvercorp's strategy includes generating free cash flow from long-life mines, organic growth through extensive drilling, ongoing M&A efforts, and a long-term commitment to responsible mining and ESG. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.